The question is about work in the daily life, and he still wish to make more money.
Cool.
A friend asking question from Taiwan. So when
it's
they
common.
Say, yeah, it's common. Right. But his question is about, should I cut it off the thought?
The I again.
Mm-hmm. The I again.
The condition is the one who think this way or that way, wisely, that's all.
Mm-hmm. So he's confused what to do. I have the greed to make for more money, but also I know greed brings sorrow.
He cannot have no greed at all in this life or other life. It takes a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But one has to understand what is the best thing in one's life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is according to the condition, not because of I.
Right, right. Yes, people usually still think about doing something to make a better
future. But they don't know that
future.
Even that idea is conditioned.
Yeah, even the idea is conditioned, thinking is conditioned. Yes.
When time comes, by conditions, even the thing that I, but actually it's by conditions, to know that there can be anything by conditions. He can continue on work very hard to be better in his last time for his life.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Okay. Right. Some people, when they hear about by condition, they feel powerless.
Because it's quite a relief.
It should be
relief. Because they can do as much work hard by conditions, mm-hmm. thinking about the future
mm-hmm.
part of life. See?
It's very common when people talk about by condition, they become passive.
Because they think about self.
Right.
They have to change everything. But no matter what idea is there, changing or doing this or that, unthinkable before, by condition. Even right now, the best thing is to understand that there is no self. This is the best. But for them, they think that whether I do this or do that is the best for me. But the best thing in life is to understand the nature of life that one has accumulated. To be so and so by conditions. After thinking, there can be death. See? By conditions. Why I say this passive? It's so true.
Because it's concerned about ourselves.
Yeah. It does mean that when we understand the teachings, we let go and live the life that is usual life and try to be someone different.
Mm-hmm.
To have more confidence, the words of the teachings, that each moment is conditioned, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Or that makes me quite sad.
Right, some people may think the future is determined already. But anyway, whose future?
Not already.
Right.
Who knows the previous karma, which one is right
mm-hmm.
to arise, to condition the arising of what?
Right,
the best thing is understanding. Most people forget because they are used to take it for I, no matter
mm-hmm.
what.
Okay. And the other question I could not answer. One person shared her stories before when she was passed out in the hospital. And then she said she was watching herself lying down with all the doctor and nurse.
Thank you.
And then she woke up and then people said the same thing she saw. It's just thinking, right? Because we were talking about Chitta only arrived at one of the six bases. Only the five sense bases and the Hadaya. So that's why that person said, it's very strange. She was like outside and looking at. But somehow, when she woke up again, she remembered all that. And then the same as the doctor or a friend said.
All gone.
All gone, right.
And Buddha said, don't think about the past and don't care much about the future because it hasn't come yet.
Right. Right. Okay.
That's why it's so very deep to understand this moment as it is, not self.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to condition by the words of the Buddha, this and that, more and more, to be sure that when there is direct understanding of a reality, it begins to understand. the words we have heard before to be so true by then. So the point is that we cannot control our life to begin, to be born, to see or to do anything. But they are all conditioned like now, the sound over there and the hearing of that. See, this is just an example in everyday life that whatever is experienced is not at one, in one's control. And life is like this. There's even there thinking about whatever, it's conditioned by the accumulation, different from the other all the time. No one there, gone, see. So no matter what she or he is thinking or we are thinking, whatever arises might not be according to our thought. By then we know that it's gone, everything is gone.
Because thinking is conditioned. It's not easy for many people yet.
Why not? Because can you think of my daily life, what I'm doing, what I'm thinking?
Like, for example, people think they can decide to make a right turn or left turn.
Even deciding who decides.
Right. Every moment is anatta, right?
Yes. This is to be more and more confidence.
Right.
Otherwise, we care too much and we worry too much. But things doesn't happen as we are thinking about like that. It's gone and gone and gone. Nothing at all. No one at all. Only different realities. Not table, not me, not pen. Nothing. There are only realities. Each unit is conditioned, unknown. Keep on rolling on and on and on and on.
Rolling, you mean accumulation?
Rolling. Along.
Accumulation. Okay.
So fast as to roll along.
Okay. Yes. So
very
fast.
Rapidly. And the ignorance, whatever appears, is there, not knowing the truth of it. Just like it, want it, cling to it. Life is easier. It's not like one thing that I have to do this and I have to leave this. I should be not this or that. That is only thinking.
Before, when I was in meditation center, and then I learned about a no method, no rule. It is a release when there's appreciation of by condition, you truly appreciate anatta, it's a release.
And the thing that one can appreciate is that actually there's no one and nothing at all. So the idea of going to meditation center, what for?
For oneself,
For?
To, there's still one on the path. That can
nothing,
never be the path.
For nothing.
Right.
But not understanding. Only nothing.
It's easy to look bad, but when at that situation during those times, it's not easy to appreciate.
But it will bring more and more closer to the truth.
Right.
Otherwise, it's quite far and further each moment. So one moment is very important, useful when it's the right usala.
Right.
And understanding. See, we can talk about this and then tomorrow we die. See, it can happen. So the best thing now, this moment, is to develop understanding. For the moment which arises and understand, different level. Because the moment arises without understanding in a day so much and with ignorance. That's why those in the Buddha's time leave the house. They left the house and went to the forest or to where Buddha was to listen to his teaching. and lived the life like Buddha. For the understanding developed because they were born as human beings, the best thing to be able to understand the teachings.
It's amazing at that time when people listen to the Buddha, because it's not like now people can say, hey, Buddha is here, and they're calling each other, and you take a taxi or take a bus to see the Buddha. People, when they heard about where is Buddha, and when they go visit the Buddha, it could be a few weeks later, right? When Buddha already maybe not in the, already move on to the next place. So very, yeah, it's not easy to listen to Buddhas.
If we were there, only forget everything about that.
Right.
Just to forget. Whatever happens, just to forget. It's gone. And sanya remembers sound. It depends on vitakka to touch on what, which sanya keeps remembering.
And Pat want to listen about the Eight Noble, the Eight Jataka of the past. Pat was asking about Samadhi.
Samadhi is the first.
Right.
And now she writes Samadhi. Do you understand?
Initially, she was asking Samadhi. And then, so I explained to her the function of ekagata. And she asked, when it's become the past factor, is there any other particular function?
You mean ekagata chitta samadhi?
Yeah. I told her, I'm not sure of any particular additional, but I think that's the same function, characteristic of ekagata. And then so she asked, what's so particular is about ekagata? Why it's the past factor?
Okay, ekagata is real.
Yeah.
And it's ajitasika.
Yeah.
Which arises with all cittas.
Yes.
So it can be akusala, kusala, vipaka, and kriya.
Yes.
So we can see that even that reality which is concentration of focus on an object, is quite different from one moment to another moment.
Yes.
For example, from seeing, there is ekagata on the object, and to the other moment, kusala or akusala. See? And when it's panya, see, with concentration of focusing, that was concentrate, touch on firmly on the object, it conditioned panya to see clearly and clearer and clearer. With apanya, we can talk about citta with apanya, just the word. Ekta is there with citta at moment of thinking. But when it arises with the moment when understanding is developing, see, the strength of the ekakata begins to be more and more, just a little, from intellectual understanding up to the moment when satipatthana arises. Ekta is different. And when is it pativeta? It's different because it arises with the panya which can penetrate the truth like that. So different characteristic with panya or without panya, with panya at that level, with panya which is pativeta or panya which is just patipati.
Okay, because she asked, one of her friends insist like a jhana is necessary. Jhana to practice samadhi is necessary.
Because for now, what would like or what motivate you to do or to develop, to have less lopa or to understand? This is the different
They say if to have more understanding.
Okay, now there are things wrong,
mm-hmm.
and you would like to develop calm,
mm-hmm.
not being attached to that,
mm-hmm.
or you know that, and you know that it's better to understand what it is,
mm-hmm.
rather than aim to have calm mm-hmm. away from akusala.
Right.
So this is the point that mm-hmm. they are different.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
But it does mean there is no calm and there is no one-pointedness or there is no concentration when satipatthana arises, even from the very beginning. That's why the object is focused on by concentration
mm-hmm.
with what? Calmness
mm-hmm.
or just understanding. Even that, the characteristic of ekakata, even it concentrate or focus, it has different objects.
Right.
And when panya understands better than just being calm, the calmness or the ekakata is different when mm-hmm. it rises with calm, which is samatha, mm-hmm. and that which is vipassana.
Mm-hmm.
And with understanding, the object appears well, better and better as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not like this, just pass on. It's not clear because they've gone. Mm-hmm. Always keeping, going away all the time. Who can imagine that? Because it cannot be showed at all. But it has to be considered to understand the difference between the concentration or one-pointedness when it accomplishes what? Panya of that level, or panya of the samatha, or panya with understanding.
Because mm-hmm. the question can be also quite challenging, like why this cetasika, why not the other cetasika? Like jetana, why not sama jetana? Or
you see, among all the cetasikas, mm-hmm. only eight can
right.
be the path.
Yeah.
Because if it can be by jetana, mm-hmm. everyone can become enlightened.
Yeah.
But that's why jetana cannot be the path
mm-hmm.
at all. Just make this jetana intention to understand. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm. And metta is now required. Metta, karuna, they are now required.
Because why do you think about that?
Why do I think about that?
About metta. And what is the nature of metta? What is the seeker?
Oh, you mean the object is basically a being.
And what reality, which is metta?
What jetasika is metta?
There is no metta jetasika.
Adosa?
Adosa.
Yeah.
So it's ordinary. Why can't it be the like the eight jetasikas?
Ordinary.
Because it arises with all kusala, citta.
Yeah.
But it's not the path.
Oh, okay. I mean, how about like mudita and...
Even that. When we think about each one, only eight can be the path.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
Because it's there, but it's not the one which lead to enlightenment by having metta.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there, because not only eight jetasika in lokutra citta, more than that.
Right.
It's there already, no need to think about it.
Okay.
Otherwise, one might think that metta can lead to enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's more subtle. There must be right understanding, which is so firm, not waver at all.
Okay.
And each one performs its function more detail.
Right. And vitaka is almost there. in every citta.
It's so important, Buddha.
Because it's
without
touch.
Without it, you cannot think like this.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the seeing, hearing have fallen away, what followed is vitakka citta. It touched that which is seen or heard.
And the vitakka is so special to be the path factor. It's because it touched the object which is Dhamma instead of concept, and that's why it's special.
Instead of concept. Concept.
And that's why it's special.
Because without vitakka, how can there be the other moment of citta besides seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching? See? Mm-hmm. So, no matter what citta, it depends on vitakka, like the foot of the world, keeping on going this way or that way. Samatha or vipassana or ignorance or wrong path.
Okay.
When it accompanies right path, it is right vitakka. Without it, how can panya can experience well? Or how can it experience with sharper understanding so the object becomes clear and well?
But that's also ekagata's function.
They all. But ekagata is that which focus.
That which?
Which focus. But because of vitakka, takes it there.
Okay. Not manasikara takes it there.
No, manasikara is right at attention. Wisely or wrongly, unwisely, attention.
Okay.
Just attention. Very common. That's why it is not the path, because it is so common. Arises with akusala and kusala and so on. But its characteristic is not like concentration or ekagata. It just pay attention or attention to that object.
I mean, compared to vitakka, manasikara is only attention, and vitakka actually touch.
Because it's that which, like the foot, it brings the other object. It takes a hold to what is there, left or right.
Okay. So, the two glasses here, if I see this one, that's pretty much vitakka. Let the look at the two glasses.
Vitakka arises with each citta,
right.
Not the ten.
Nine, ten only.
That's why it lures us to take it for something, because of knowing the vitakka and the concentration and the cetasika and the citta and the rupa.
It makes sense to me about ekagata and vitakka. They are two very different characteristics. But manasikara and vitakka.
Can manasikara be the path? Yes, the path.
Too weak, right?
No, it's not only it. Because just attend.
Just attend.
Yeah, it's there.
But can we say vitakka just touch?
Because if it does not touch firm, how can the considering the panya begins to develop to understand that?
Okay. So together with ekagata, at a moment of enlightenment, the level of concentration is still much higher than the usual.
All other cetasikas as well.
They
are all lokutra. Not only concentration or ekagata.
Because it sounds like vitakka firmly touched the object for panya to understand clear and clear.
For concentration to
focus. Concentrate. Okay. So vichara does not play.
It's there with vitakka.
Okay, but vitakka is more important.
Yeah. is the leader. Without it, we
right,
travel
right.
paradise.
Indeed, yeah, at least the vichara, yeah. Okay. And virya, samabhayama.
Yes, it's there. Is this condition the moment of being aware directly? Oh, it brings more thinking, considering of the fact of this, of that, rather than they are all dhammas. Because at the moment of having that as object, being aware of it, no understanding of the word, no thinking of the word at all.
Mm. Right.
But it's there.
Yeah.
And the object is there, not all this. So all these words help or condition the moment of beginning to see that each moment is useless, just arise and fall away.
Insignificant.
It conditions, little by little, the moment to become, see the rising and falling away as nothing but dukkha. What's the use?
Mm-hmm.
Of just arise and fall away, never to return from life to life. Nothing can be taken for I, because actually they are conditions. So we learn as much as it helps one to see that why we are so full to take it for something permanent. And this moment has gone without understanding. So the point, the best, is to understand that actually there's no me, no self, no thing, nothing, as the Vipassana Jnana, all kind, all level, no one there. And from then, there are prinyas, different prinyas. Prinya. Jata. Prinya. Tirana. Prinya.
His I.
Pahana. Prinya. The three prinyas as a Vipassana Jnana. But people don't know how come the three prinya. There are 16 Vipassana Jnana.
Yeah, 16 stages.
And the three prinya.
The three is in a 16 or?
From. Without that, they cannot, there is no condition for prinya to be as natural and understand that it's just like the moment of vipassana. So clear like that, but it's not as clear as vipassana.
Okay, so the three
prinya
is before the 16 vipassana jnana, after
each vipassana.
After, so that's each. Very clear already.
Because one has experienced that, no doubt about that anymore. That's why it can be moment of understanding whatever arises in life. Normally, it's like exactly that the Vipassana has experienced.
Okay. But the 16, the 16 stages of Vipassana Jnana, and it's already experienced the Noble Truth.
Not yet.
After the 16, it's
yeah.
So.
And what is prinya?
It's already experienced the Noble Truth.
Not all, yet. Only no. From one that is prinya, another three. So it's how many vipassana is this prinya? And from what to what?
Okay. All right. So that's the 16 statue has three parts, and they have different names.
Not like that, because you see, once you have learned. You understand what you have learned, no matter where and where. When you can learn Thai, when you go Thai on the airplane or at the school or the advertised board and things like that, you know what it is because you have experienced the Vipassana Jnana. That is the application of the understanding from direct experiencing the truth of the reality. From Vipassana. because Vipassana has experienced only not everything. It's so short. Because now, how many moments are there? I know. But when it's only that, it's no. It's so fast. So from that on, you understand. You remember that which appears as no self. And so, like now or any moment after that, it depends on conditions from the experience and the application from understanding by conditions to arise, to think about, or to understand clearly. And it is not Vipassana Jnana, but it is Parinya. Parinya. Otherwise, how can there be more natural understanding of whatever appears, keener than before, much more than before, because before there's no Vipassana Jnana yet. But when Vipassana Jnana has completely gone, what is left is that which has been experienced, never to forget at all. And when there is condition for Parinya to arise, it begins to develop more and more to be higher Vipassana Jnana. Because it's impossible to have such accumulation of seeing the dukkha. Because it's not like the suffering moment, pain or things like that, but it's moment of whatever condition the understanding to understand unexpectedly about this or that, as it is from experiencing Vipassana. But it's not Vipassana higher than that, because it takes all Parinya to be ready to condition the higher Vipassana Jnana. Without Parinya, it cannot, because we have conditioned for ignorance and clinging, lopa and ignorance in a day much more than that Vipassana Jnana, which is just very short. But it has to be very natural, like it tastes like, you know. So in order to have conditions for the awareness, it's not just thinking about this or that, like doubt and wanting to understand this or that. It wastes time for conditions to be direct awareness.
Yeah, like that now the sound. Heard and all mixed together.
Yeah, already. Forgetting about that. It's not sound, it's just a reality. It's only, and it's gone completely, never to return. Only this hearing more and more repeatedly, no matter how much from life to life, it will tend to think about the truth with more right understanding of dukkha, the First Noble Truth. So when people come to think about other things rather than understanding what appear that you can understand or have condition to understand, it's just there for very short or as soon as it has risen, it falls away. Nothing. We have to come to nothingness to know the arising and falling away. Otherwise, you just repeat it or nothing. Arising and falling away. Nothing arising and falling away. But without understanding deeper, it cannot condition the direct understanding with awareness and what you have heard to really understand that. It is not just wanting to have this, wanting to have sati, wanting to have panya. It's only wishing and thinking with the idea of sana. It has much more.
Right, it can happen anytime.
Anytime.
Like walking on the street and then some people drag crazily over and there
whatever,
could be, and
it's by conditions.
Just dosa.
Otherwise the idea of self cannot be completely, absolutely eradicated. Not even just a little bit. It has to be gone in order to become enlightened. great opportunity not to be lost with the wrong understanding. It's very easy because lopa is there, and misunderstanding the words of the Buddha, like patience, they think that I have to be patient and try very hard to understand this. That's wrong. It's you who is trying, not the understanding develops.
Because some people were asking about, there's no I reborn here or there. Then why bother?
Because we can be this person mm-hmm. as long as this life ended.
Yeah.
When it's end, no more this person.
Mm-hmm.
Only as long as one doesn't die yet. When death comes, no more this person. No matter who, only the name is left
mm-hmm.
to be thought about what happened in that person's life. That's all.
That person's was asking more like, if there's no I anyway, so why do I care what happened next?
You don't have to clear because it's the reality, right. Which is.
But I mean, he was basically saying, then why should I understand? Why should I
understand? It's not you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take understanding for why should I be.
Mm-hmm.
Not
right.
You.
Right.
So all the way of the Buddha's teachings is to letting go.
Mm-hmm.
No clinging, but not forcing to be such, because it's more and more wanting, craving to be such.
Mm-hmm. We talk about the interest in Dharma. Some people, they just never have the interest. Does that mean they just don't have enough accumulation of banya? Or they could be, but just born with two roots. For people who are born with three roots, they usually are very interested.
But we cannot say that even the two roots cannot listen. So it depends on many, many conditions.
Right.
Attention, seeing the value of just listening about something different, something quite new, whether it's true or not. It depends. Before there can be three roots, there must be two.
Right. So the two roots can still have very keen interest in Dharma.
It's not as keen as the three.
No, not as keen.
But it can be the beginning.
Right.
Or on the path leading to be wise.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we cannot say directly to the person who has such and such akusala. But when we talk about akusala itself, if that person listens carefully, that person will get something useful for themselves. But if not, see, different people, we don't know who's who, and the accumulation of different people.
Right.
Whether the one who we do not intend to talk to can get something from the words that the that mean for the others.
Mm-hmm. In some part of Taiwan, there are Dutongga practice, but it's not pure Dutongga. They have a place, and then people put the food and water there. And for those who practice Dutongga, they come there to get the water and some food, and then they go find somewhere else.
No, but nothing. At all.
I think it was initially a small group of people that practice Dutongga. They practice Dutongga.
But they don't really understand what Dutongga is.
Mm-hmm.
They think that it's a method
uh-huh.
to have less and less attachment, to try to suppress no understanding. Because understanding has to understand that actual presenting itself now. like this moment only. The past moment has gone, the future hasn't come yet. So we have to have the foundation understanding enough to know how can there is less without Panya, it's I who is trying. And to have the idea of I is strong, because each moment is gone, so where's the I? Otherwise, we would like to have so many things, just wanting and wanting and wanting every day. But when there is understanding, no matter how much one wish or crave for it, it depends on conditions. That's why wasting time to crave, but do good and have less akusya, little by little. But there must be understanding.
When we say have less akusala, that doesn't mean the accumulation is less. That just means the frequency of arising of akusala is less.
And when it's gone, that which is left is anusaya, to be conditions for whatever appear through different dao wheels. For example, who have not hearing that?
No.
See? No matter you want it or not, it's there. And life is like this. Nobody wants to die, but they die.
When Panya grows, Panya grows in between akusala.
At this moment, asava after seeing, see. So what we are talking about is not the I-da process, but akusala is already there.
Right. So samatha is really difficult.
Only panya of the seeing the danger of being attached to sensual stuff. Only that, but not knowing about the non-self or no-self. For discussion on TV is whether Buddhism is prosperous or not, or decline.
Decline.
People don't realize that at all. They see the monks and the spiritual things, and so they think that, oh, the teachings now is very prosperous.
Even understand is against the current of ignorance is already difficult to appreciate.
That's why the teaching is against the current of lopa. That's why when Buddha had enlightened, what he said is, Dhamma is so very subtle to know. But some are able to know, so he taught. Because even people today who study carefully his word can have right understanding, little by little. So you know what's meant by Vinaya?
Vinaya.
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 It means teachable person.
Oh, okay. The one with less dust in the eyes.
There are not just one kind. And who can help them to understand and become enlightened? By Buddha himself is Buddha, Vena. Just depend on him. Heard the teachings and taught by him. And if not the Buddha, Savaka Vena. It's been not the Buddha, but the followers of the Buddha who has become enlightened. And if there's no Buddha Vena and Savaka Vena, it is Dhamma Vena.
Okay, so even Sariputta is not a Buddha Vinaya.
It depends, because first Jnana he is not, but the last.
The last, right.
Because Arahata,
right.
He is Buddha Vinaya.
Right.
But that is not important,
no,
just to know
right.
that even there is no Buddha, there can be person who can help the others by words of the Buddha.
It's amazing. Citta is alone, I mean, in one of the world. And then, so when people talk to people, when one person hears the word of Buddha from the other person, actually, all the citta are arising and passing away along, and then
yes.
The sound, and then heard, the vipaka, the hearing.
That's right. So great wisdom, because even his word can condition such understanding.
Mm-hmm.
For those who have accumulation to become enlightened. Even it's not by himself, but he said what belongs to his understanding.
Wise
or wisdom.
The citta intend to say this and that already gone. And the sound generated, conditioned, and then heard and then gone. And then
from that
so fast.
Person,
yeah. Right, so fast.
Beyond expectation. That's why so amazing how come to be able to realize what he said as it is, the regular experience. But it takes quite a long time to begin to detach from clinging, little by little, little by little, until nothing can cover up the truth of this moment.
It's easy to say it's illusion, but
right,
there are trees.
Because it's forgotten as soon as you don't see it. See, I asked you what on the other side, what color of the flower, and is there any noise? Is there someone there? See, forget completely as soon as you don't see it anymore. Just to forget. Everything appears just to forget. When there's no thought, no thinking about it, there's no it or anything at all. It depends on thinking, experiencing, remembering, and then thinking. That's all in one's life. And after death, new being. Ignore everything. Never think of the past. What in last life were. Not at all. That's why we think that there are people and thing and I, and there are possession and everything. But when there's no thinking, like what when one is fast asleep, no thing, no I, nothing at all. It means that it's gone, even not at that moment. But when it's such moment, no thinking, no experiencing through the 5 and 6 hours, there is always something. So the moment of clinging is different from moment of
understanding.
Letting go.
Letting go.
Because there can be direct awareness of an object. But when it's not letting go yet, the other object follows unknown. We just want something to be there, to be experienced.
Right. Ajahn, when we say letting go, actually we are talking about banya, not aloba.
After experiencing the arising and falling away.
Oh, okay, that's very high
only
level
that,
of anger,
only
right?
That.
Right? Danger of.
Because after experience something and there is no letting go yet, they are thinking about what's the next, while the next has gone, while one is thinking about that. See.
Right.
So it has to be quite natural. No wish or expect for anything at all. Like the moment when the direct awareness arises and experience, it's gone. But the understanding is not strong and keen enough to letting go and understand the next which follow. But by not letting go, it covers up. Because what else would be? And all those moments, realities arising and falling away, all gone. Until everything begins to appear well, No matter it arises or falls away, it doesn't matter. And the next one, conditioned by the direct awareness, at the moment when it arises, it's the object and then all gone, with the idea of no one there. From the direct experience of Vipassana, you can have such condition to understand whatever appears in life, little by little, ready for the higher Vipassana jhana.
And that's through mind doors, right?
Yes. And why do we have to say that it's through mind door? Because it's mind door which hasn't appeared yet. And when it appears, it's different from the sense door. No need to say that it's mind door, because it's quite different.
But we are usually thinking, right? Of the six world, we are usually thinking. So when we think a lot of things, when we say there's a chair, it's already thinking already.
Because that which appears has gone completely.
Right.
Followed by the next one, unknown, because we think about it.
So if we are thinking, most of the time, we still say thinking is covered by the sense door. I mean, mind door is still covered by the sense door.
When it's not Vipassana jhana yet, the sense door covered the mind door. Like now.
Like now, it's all like looks like all eye door.
Even there's mind door in between. No one knows because the sense door covers up. No gap for understanding the mind door in between.
The mind door in between. So for people who only hear a short discourse or some words, they can be enlightened. So in their past life, there must be study of the details. Okay.
Not only in one life, according to their life.
So the details are, to some degree, are really necessary, but not too much detail.
It depends on Panya.
Okay.
And the point is that when there is strong, firm understanding that no one, not me, actually there's no people in there, it can condition that other moment of higher understanding, because there is the moment of understanding, thinking, not being forgetful that it is that which is not self. Actually, there is no one, no thing. Seeing gone, hearing gone, even right now. When it's direct awareness, with understanding, it's gone. It arises and gone.
The change of hearing and seeing, intellectually, is not difficult to appreciate. But the table keeps changing, it's difficult to appreciate. It's,
because
it's
you see that the fact is that how rapidly reality is conditioned to arise and fall, so is we cannot count at all, uncountable, because each tiny rupa impinge on the eye, each one to condition the pillar and the water and the whatever in just a moment.
Right.
So how can one realize the process of Pavanga and then Vitijita and then Pavanga and Vitijita? They're all covered up. And when Panya cannot understand the clinging of that which appears as soon as it has arisen and appeared, there must be the idea of something.
Right, something is seen. Right,
that one.
Person is seen, yeah.
Walking.
Right.
Before that, there's no one.
Right.
But when something impinges on the eye, so very quickly, there is the idea of a man. Another man, another man, lady.
Right.
See? Just in split seconds. But the coming and going is not directly experienced as long as there is the idea of someone. When there is understanding, it depends on moment, whether we be there or not be there, want or not want to be there, by conditions. But it's exactly the same, because whatever arises falls away, no more. Just for a moment, and then forget.
John, can we say the most difficult part for the development of Panya is the Pariyatti level? Is that fair to say?
Pariyatti is very difficult.
Right.
But the Pratipatti is more difficult. And the Pratipatti is much more difficult than Pratipatti and Pariyatti.
But in terms of confidence of the teachings?
Because we think that we have confidence now.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the direct awareness hasn't arisen yet.
Uh-huh.
But when it arises, we see that how difficult it can be conditioned to arise, and not very often, as ignorance is always there from morning to night. See, so we can see that difficult to have the second level of understanding, and the third much more difficult. What we take is very difficult is only Pariyatti. Much more difficulty or very hard to know is there after Pariyatti.
And there's more patience at Pratipatti and Pratipatti level.
Each moment is patient. We are now patient to understand, to develop the understanding. Seeing the benefit of hearing this is better than just thinking the other way. But not enough. Never enough. Until reality appear well to the developed Panya, which can experience such truth. All animitta. Without each unit, there cannot be this nimitta.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why it looks so nice, the house.
Yeah. And we enjoy that because we see it's in front of us. So it is kusala vipaka. We don't have to do anything. We just be able to look.
And Ajahn Mun's teacher keep chanting Buddha, Buddha. Try to calm down.
No teachings.
That teacher is very skinny, almost like a bone only.
Is he alive?
Passed away.
Not Ajahn Mun.
His teacher.
Ajahn Mun's teacher.
Ajahn Mun's teacher. They practice Dutanga in the forest.
They don't understand what Dutanga is. Just read and then do. We have Kusala Vipaka. They turn out for us. Or for the tool, for anyone who sees it. The whole nimitta in one's life. You cannot escape from the nimitta and cling to it, not knowing that it's only the nimitta. When it's not nimitta, think about that which is not nimitta. So very tiny arising in front of you.
Right, even thinking about nimitta, the thinking is already nimitta. Once they are noticing.
Because only one moment cannot be experienced.
Right.
Even Buddha. How come? Never think about operation at all in my life.
I never think
about operation. And my sister, brothers do not have operation. It's only me. Yeah.
And save your life, save many people's life.
How can it happen? I stayed in the hospital for 4 months and 19 days.
Mm-hmm.
Very long, long time, like home.
Did you feel like to leave the hospital
anywhere,
when you were there?
Anything you do. I don't mind at all.
Okay.
I enjoy.
Okay.
And don't think about the what it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It has to happen like that. Just live. So temporarily,
mm-hmm.
it can be, that this life can be forgotten as soon as death comes.
Mm-hmm.
No more this personality.
Right, but say if you are reborn in the Deva plane, heavenly plane, you could still remember, right? You could still remember.
Yes, but not all the life of what all that happened in one's life.
Mm-hmm.
Just some happenings only.
But the personality are still alike, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, the accumulation still continue,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, but different ones. Yeah. Like today, it's not last day.
Mm-hmm. Different look.
It's not like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Just live, see? You cannot not live.
Right, right, right.
By conditions.
About 10 years ago, one day I woke up in the morning, I remember about 4:30, and then I was, why can I move? And why should I move? And that's when I started to want to know the truth. So I have the such the truth.
Is that the truth?
The truth.
I see. For one.
Just
for noble. For
I didn't know the Buddhism yet At that time, I didn't. I learned. I was majored in science, so I didn't know there is a samsara, and I didn't think about all the life after life. And then I started to wonder. So I wanted to know what's really happening. So the truth, what's the truth?
I see. Just the word truth.
The truth.
It's about interest.
Mm-hmm. Because life was kind of very unsatisfactory. In the sense of, even at that time, I was very fortunate. If I wish for this or that, it's quickly. I get it. A job or marriage or whatever. And then it's just not the refuge, I guess.
It's not permanent.
No, no.
So there can be metta instead of clinging.
Mm-hmm.
It's so close.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling, the way it behaves, but the reality is different. We can give nicely with metta, but for the one we like, I don't know whether it's so nice as that. Well, because it's motivated by attachment.
Mm-hmm. Right. And attachment comes with expectations and disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
So with a nana as a daughter, it's also something to learn from, to learn the loba to nana, attachment to nana,
mm-hmm.
or metta to nana. Really consider her
mm-hmm.
needs is quite different.
But it can be with metta, like other child.
Mm-hmm.
The same, when you treat the same kind of feeling,
mm-hmm.
no matter the daughter or the others, that is metta.
Right, that could be metta to the other kid. But
and metta to your daughter as well.
Right, but in terms of the property, I don't think I'll leave the property, the house, to the other kids.
Right, because they have their own. And if you don't give to Nana, then how can she have anything?
I would consider more of what Nana's need.
Yes.
Than
that is, it can be metta when we have less clinging, because the understanding of she is your daughter only in this life.
Right.
Only that.
So it's amazing to read the text about the Bodhisattva gave up his children to the other people who ask for. So for people who really don't understand, they think, what kind of parents that just give away your kids? It's difficult to appreciate.
But to see the value of understanding.
But what if the kids want to stay with the parent?
Yes, but you see that not forever.
No.
It can be today or tomorrow. Uh-huh. Depart by death. See?
Yeah.
So the wanting brings about unsatisfactoriness.
Mm-hmm.
See? But knowing that it has to be this, tomorrow or today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very natural to learn to leave.
Because there is really, it's really dangerous to have a strong attachment to the kid.
To anyone.
To anyone.
To
anything. Yeah, to anything.
Exactly the same. But when it's yours, the dearest one, it's more.
Yeah.
That's all. It's so common. So even one has such terrible feeling, like being bit by the tiger, Panya can arise and see and understand the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It needs only the proper time and proper conditions, enough or not, to consider such understanding. So we learn to understand from hearing that life is changing all the time, nothing staying. So it's just a moment of clinging. Then the other moment is understanding, and then learn to understand life as no self. Only that. Not try to suppress or have less is wrong, because it's impossible. Otherwise one cannot understand the true accumulation.
Yeah, that's very important.
Step. When it arises, of what degree, you know that it's conditioned to what, to that degree. And it's gone completely. Very natural.
One time I read about your books and about someone said about let them enjoy. You, when I see this now, the fly, I remember what you said, let them enjoy.
But it's my nature, my accumulation, not to experience the unpleasant things. Like Kun Roti said, what he heard from the others about me is that I don't like dukkha. And when he said, "Ask, do you like dukkha?" The same to everyone. But why do we have to experience such unpleasant things?
I mean, dukkha, right?
Yeah, even that.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily. Someone would like to see what happened, the accident on the street. I turn away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessary to have a look. Whatever is dukkha, even the cry of someone is terrible, so terrible for me. I wish not to hear such cry of the cry of anyone at all. Because it means that that person is so sad that he cannot just keep crying, but he has to cry.
Right.
But Kundalini is so kind. She helped everyone, the crippled one, the old one with so very unpleasant look. Without legs, someone without legs and things like that. Better not to see. People are different.
Right.
Everyone is very kind. If there's no one I will or can do. But when there is someone, I let them do. It's not my nature to clean, to do such things. My nature is happily to help people to understand or be kind in different ways, but not to help those crippled, the poor, and the old lady. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Right. Like a different mission, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So very blessed to be here.
Yes, and very happy to have you and discussion. Yeah. And you can do your best for the others too.
Right.
Because the best thing, the best gift is the gift of Dhamma. Mm-hmm. Not is better than understanding.
Right.
Not just only this life. It continues on and on. Mm-hmm.
So I tell people in Taiwan, the group, I told them I'm just here to share what I've learned from you, Nina, John, Sarah. So I read your book, I read their writing on the DSG. I share with them.
Good.
And so I tell them when they have any question, I can try to answer.
Yes.
Or I can bring a question to you or the other people.
Yeah.
So, but most of them are very quiet. Only a few keep asking questions.
Usually.
But yeah.
They keep them on question, not ask. But I think that it's time to have the right understanding from discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's not answered.
Mm-hmm.
It's like question all the time.
Usually when people in Taiwan, if they think they don't know much about this subject, they are always silent. Because they think it's better to listen and learn.
But what's the use of just sitting quiet and hear something to understand?
Mm-hmm. Right.
If they do not ask, the other can ask for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Some ask privately.
Yes. But it's so very difficult for the beginners, like, what is real? This moment, a previous moment, a future moment, something little by little for them to be able to think about, little by little.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday is gone, when it's not yesterday yet, like now.
Mm-hmm.
You think that, oh, it's so very important to see, to hear, to do, but when tomorrow comes, this is nothing. Gone completely. Never return to recover.
But Sanya and Vedana just keep coming back to think about it, to want to have it, or...
It's not known as Sanya, it's known as I think.
Right, right.
See?
Right.
It's covered many, many layers. That's why before there is the letting go by panya, it is letting go by self, which is cannot lead to the letting go by panya, if there is no understanding. That's why truthfulness is one of the parami.
Yeah. So critical.
Mm-hmm.
So critical.
When it's not right understanding, it cannot eliminate any akusala because of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And today's happenings follow to the dream, even while one is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Clinging, never let go, even moment of dreaming. In sleep.
Mm-hmm. Ajahn, the teaching gonna decline, just decline all the way to the end, or there is some better period during the middle, it become better and then decline again.
For anyone who does not understand the teaching, the teaching declines from that person.
Right.
It depends on how many people can still understand. If no one else, it's completely.
Yeah. Right. The reason, disappear. Because some meditation centers say, in the at the middle of the teaching, the sasana, the 5,000 years, at the middle of the teaching, it will become...
Yes, it's there.
It is.
Before, okay. It's like then the fire is going to extinguish. Mm-hmm. It's the moment of white light, strong, and then fade away.
At the end of 5,000 years, how about in the middle of the sasana?
Like now,
we are in the middle of sasana now. Yeah. It is said it's become better.
From before.
Okay.
And then following, when there is no one can understand the teachings anymore.
In human realm, they are
only
still...
human realm.
Only human realm.
Because in heaven still...
still,
gone.
Right. And they don't bother to come to teach.
Because it's not time for anyone. Because you see that the world changes a lot. Worse and worse.
Worse.
No time for them to consider what is the best thing in life. They just want things around for themselves. And the behavior of Akusala is so big, more and more. Because of new things coming to be object of attachment and craving.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. That's why we better keep on the right words so the teachings will continue to be heard and listened by the others. From generation to generation until no one is interested at all. So the teachings can keep on only in anyone's understanding. If there's no understanding at all, it means that no more the teachings. Like the people here, the maid, the driver, the teaching is not there for them.